Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss our amazing racified trip to the Bahamas, Heidi Klum's worm costume for Halloween, how I won the title of Queen of Time Out, and how long giving your kidney to someone grants you BFF status. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Now, before we start today's episode, I gotta remind everyone here in America to vote. It is your duty, and every election matters, especially local ones. If you have ever been annoyed with how anything is ever happening in your community, well, you have a way to fix that, and that's by using your power to vote. Remind the people in your life to vote, and if anyone has any questions on how to vote, where to vote, vote.gov. Plus, if you have questions on how to, like, figure out what you're trying to vote for, we help you in today's episode. Okay, enjoy.
Hello.
Hello.
Good day.
You know what? We did a lot of singing recently. I feel like we are ready to be giving you chords, dissonance, notes.
What's dissonance?
Minors, majors, keys.
What's dissonance?
You know what?
Oh no, she dissonanced.
Yeah. Corey, give me your lowest note. But like, make it sound good. Why does it sound like that? Like a burp. Okay.
You know, I got that big fat bass.
Oh, I did know that about you. Where did you get it?
Would you rather have a big fat face or a big fat bass?
Big fat bass. What about a big fat case?
What about
we are doing that one TikTok that everyone makes fun of
I don't know what it is.
Oh, what if it said?
I don't know that. There's a thing? The kids are up to that?
Would you, what about a big fat lace for your wig? Front, of course.
What about
back lace?
What about a big fat block letters in space?
Ooh! What about a big fat Stacey's mom has got it going on?
No, big fat Stacey Orico.
Oh, damn! Yeah, I would take two. They come best in pairs.
You know what they say? It takes two. Should we download that and stream it?
Oh my god. Do you come best in pears or come best in peaches?
Yes, and
big fat, you know, Stacia.
Mm-hmm. Who is Stacia?
Stacia, my sister's friend growing up, who I had a crush on. Stacia,
the one you choked on a peach for.
Would you rather choke it, come in a peach? Peace. Pew.
Yes, and
hey. So Corey, what is up? What is going on?
Speaking of apples.
Yeah, sure.
What they say.
The apple does not fall far from the tree.
The early bird gets the worm.
From an apple or from where? Where is this worm?
How come? There's a lot of like worm and there's a lot of worm and apple propaganda going around, don't you think? Lots of
I'll go there.
Lots of storybooks with a worm and an apple.
British Bake Off. Yes, I'm seeing where you're going.
Did they do that?
Hungry Caterpillar.
I am like, I'm a couple episodes behind on that show. But yeah, what's with worms and apples?
Okay, well.
Have you ever had
I would
one?
Say a worm and an apple?
Yeah. No. And what kind of worm is an apple? You know no fucking inch worm, little pink worm ain't inside of an apple. So okay, what is that? A maggot?
A mealworm. Is that what it's called?
Why are all the worms in apples? Here, you talk. I'll Google.
Okay. So, why are all the worms in apples? Well, maybe that's their... Well, you know about Kevin's... Not Kevin Spacey. Richard...
Marx?
Stacey? No, Richard... Not Kevin Spacey.
Richard Gere.
No, Richard... Scary. Richard Scary.
Who's Richard Scary?
Who's Richard Scary? It's with two R's if you're Googling.
I'm not Googling that. I have one page open right now, and it's about how to get rid of worm apples.
Google Richard Scary with two R's. Not Richard, but Richard Scary.
Richard Scary.
Yes. Yes.
Richard Scary. Yeah, he writes books about apples and worms.
Yeah, that worm who drives the apple car.
How did you know?
Yes. Yeah. Well, because, baby, I have a transparent version of that car that sometimes I have on stream. And if I'm playing Grand Theft Auto, I put that over my camera so it looks like I'm driving an apple car.
Well, Richard Scary was a Gemini.
Do you ever get apple care? It's a scam.
I think it comes with your phone first for the first year free. Speaking of which, I need to cash that in.
Okay. What does that mean, cash that in? Break your phone to get like the perk?
Well, I feel like the employees at the store are always like, if you'd want to drop it right the week before the 1 year, that would be a good time.
No, they don't say that.
Yeah.
They don't say that.
They don't care. They're working for the man. They're another cog in the wheel. Hey, speaking of worms, since you brought it up.
Okay. Take me there. I want to go there.
Is it too late to talk about Heidi Klum as a worm on Halloween?
There's no such thing as too late for this topic.
Because now she...
table it and come back in a year.
Because now Kelly Mantle's turned it into her top.
I posted that on my story.
Oh, you're not the only gay I follow who posted that on
Did Kelly
store.
Mantle post that?
Yes.
Good for her. You know what? I'm here for the Kelly Mantle-sance. It's
bring
time.
Her back, bring her back.
First eliminated queen season.
I don't think you can mantle this.
Ooh. I don't think you can mantle this. Ooh. Sure.
I don't think you're ready for Cool's Deli.
I keep dancing, mantle world ends. I'm trying to use till of the mantle.
I keep dancing, mantle
the world ends. You know what? I think there's something there. If I were Britney's manager, does she have one right now? If I were Kelly Mantle's manager, does she have one right now? I feel like I need to manage them both. Oh. I've got ideas, and it starts with a collab.
Most good ideas do.
Mm-hmm. You know, Kelly Mantle saw what Heidi Klum did.
And said, how?
And said, how do I bring me into this? Which I think every good Kelly Mantle needs to be doing. This is my first email to Kelly Mantle.
Listen, when it comes to celebrities in Halloween costumes...
no one holds a mantle to Kelly Mantle.
The only one I'm rooting for is Heidi Klum. She really was the first, I think, to kind of pave this pathway for celebrities in incredible costumes because they have unlimited resources. And now I'm just like, everyone else like, freaking out about famous people in nice costumes. I'm like, yeah, we would all look that good if we all had that money. Like, who doesn't have a makeup artist at the ready to paint your body blue?
I mean, listen.
Now it's just low-hanging fruit.
If I have Nathan's creativity to help me make my Halloween costumes...
Yours aren't even good.
Okay, Nathan. Just so everyone knows, that was Corey being rude to Nathan. I would say my Halloween costumes are pretty incredible. Thank you.
First of all, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's Halloween.
Halloween. My Halloween costumes are pretty incredible, though I didn't really do many this year. I did the... But, like, Halloween is a year-round thing for me. It really is.
Well, yeah. I'd be doing your inner child play.
Yeah, I'd be doing Halloween transformations year-round. So, like, it has lost the sparkle come October.
Jordan Sparks just sparkles as Sparkle in the new movie Sparkle.
Starring?
Jordan Sparks.
As?
So, what were you saying about sparkling?
No. Well, you know who was sparkling? Heidi Klum.
I thought you were going to say...
As Worm.
I thought you were going to say Water.
Oh my God, water was sparkling, and I'll tell you about it.
I would love to hear it.
Tell
me more.
When we were on the boat, I was looking at that water, and bitch, when the moon hits the pie and the sky, that was amore. Oh my God, when I see the moon in the pie, and then Corey's next to me, I say, that's a Corey.
Yeah. We really missed it. I guess we'll have to go back to the boat so we could do it all over again. And you can tell me, that's a Corey.
Yeah, that's a Corey.
And then it's me as a moon.
Like, no, so I was looking at the water, and I did see a new color. You know how I've always wanted to see new colors?
Well, you do love color.
I love color. Color is one of my favorite ways that we perceive. What a fun experience it is to perceive shades of color. Unnecessary, maybe helpful for, like, survival back in ye olde time, but I don't know if we really need it these days nowadays.
Color?
Kids these days nowadays, they could really get by colorblind, don't you find?
What is your favorite color?
We were probably figuring out color perception when we were like, we can't have that, Barry.
No, I don't think people can fly planes if they're colorblind. Wasn't that the plot line in Little Miss Sunshine?
I didn't catch it, and spoiling it.
There goes air travel, but hey... Think of the same
CO2 emissions. We would figure out air travel in another way. We would.
Hot air balloon.
Innovation. Challenge Sparks innovation, darling.
And Jordan Sparks just sparkles as Sparkle in the new movie Sparkle.
I've always said that. That's my new phrase that Hudson hates.
Really?
Anytime he says something, I say, you know what? I have always said that. He hates it. Try it on your partner. If you're looking for a new fun way to bug them. Oh, another what? Alone. Another Veterans Day alone.
No, the game you should try. Veterans Day is coming. The game you should try is when Hudson walks in the room, you say, oh my God, did you see that? When he says what, you say, a stupid bitch just walked in the room.
No, that's not rooted in kindness.
Well, you don't. It is because you don't really think he's a stupid bitch, do you?
Yeah, but I'm not one to speak that into fruition. I don't want to manifest his stupid bitchiness.
Hey, speaking of manifesting,
okay.
Do you think?
Wait, we're not done with the Heidi Klum of wormification.
Do you think your dead tooth walked so that the callus under your toe could run?
The callus under my toe cannot run. I ran so the callus under my toe could walk, could grow.
Are you going to get that checked out?
People be telling me I need to.
Who's the people?
Everyone that's been checking out my feet these days. You know, I was just on a boat. No shoes on the boat.
No shoes on the boat. Toes out on the boat.
Toes out on the boat. Free feet on the boat. I was like, damn, everybody got their free feet out on this boat. I was going around telling everybody, like, you know, there's a market. You're really...
Honey, this little piggy wins a market. Oh,
I got I got 10 piggies. I have 9 piggies that could go to market. Let me be honest.
Yeah, that one with the toenail missing is not going to market. Nobody wants that.
Well, it's not missing. It's not missing.
That's bargain bin at the best, baby.
Bargain bin at the best, baby.
Maybe you could trick someone into a 2-for-1.
A toof?
A 2-for-1. A toe for one.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So what else do you have to say about the wormification? I have other things to talk about on my list today.
I just have to say,
the early bird,
you know,
gets the worm.
I love Heidi Klum. Is she problematic in any way? Has she done anything?
I don't think so. Not anything comes to mind. I mean, if you want to know the real tea, for a long, like, because I've watched Project Runway from the beginning, and then, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago, they started adding a wider range of models of sizes. And then all the judges that whole season were like, this is how it should be. And I was like, then why did you just have your own show for 10 years without it? You know what I mean?
Let them know.
I was all like, y'all were the one in charge of that. No. But anyways.
Revisionist history strikes again. They act like they paved the way. Well, bitch, you could have paved the way season one.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so now they do.
Heidi Klum canceled.
Now they do a good job of like size diversity. And I still love Project Runway. And she's not even on it anymore. She's got her own show.
Called?
Making the Cut.
A circumcision story.
It's a reality competition circumcision show.
Circumcision.
Yep.
All right. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Klondike? I don't know if I can say that. Hey, I recently tried a Klondike bar. Pretty good.
My grandma used to always have them in their house, and I loved them. A little messy as far as treats go. Like, are you supposed to eat it in a bowl? Is this a handheld? Like, what's up with that?
Fork and knife.
I know, but it seems a little like nobody wants to cut a hard, crunchy chocolate shell with a knife.
I use, what do you mean hard, crunchy shell? I'm thinking, aren't Klondike bars kind of, oh, you're right. I'm thinking like an ice cream sandwich. A fork and knife is great for an ice cream sandwich.
You know, what would you do?
Like, it's a steak.
What would you do for a Klondike bar? Oh, what God. Would you do for a Klondike bar? What would you do for a Klondike bar?
What would you do for a Klondike? What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Yeah.
This sentence does not get does not work in this
what
way.
What would you do for a Klondike bar? Do they have non-bars?
This sentence doesn't work like this.
Do they have non-bars?
Like N-A-A-N?
Do they have a Klondike sandwich? Do they have a Klondike popsicle?
I don't know, baby. I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the one who made this the Klondike Queens edition.
Okay. I was just trying to talk about the wormification. Are there any other celebrities that did anything good this year?
Yeah.
Halloween-wise?
I was on a boat. I didn't see. I left my phone in my room every day. It was lovely.
No, you didn't. I saw you have it.
Almost every day.
Okay. Well,
that's why I have no pictures.
What did you dress up as for Halloween?
Well, we had a murder mystery, and I was the murder. Okay. And I was the murder mister.
Oh, I was the murder sister. We should have made our own plot line that we were sisters. What was your character's name?
My character had a sister. You could have been her.
Oh, I forgot. Your character did have a sister.
Yeah, everyone really
She was
thought,
troubled.
No, she got scammed.
By whom?
The guy who got killed.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why it looked like I was the murderer, but I wasn't.
A murder mystery is like, you want me to learn how much plot about how many characters within 2 hours? And learning all of the plot requires me being social? Oh, honey.
Well, they say
There was a part during the murder mystery where we had to spread rumors about other people that were there, and we had a sheet that said, like, different rumors about different people. And I think I accidentally told somebody a wrong rumor about somebody, like, oh, that person plays darts and they're really good with their aim. And then I realized, like, 20 minutes later, I think I said the wrong person did that, but it was too late because people were accusing that person of being the murderer because they had good aim and darts, and I couldn't be like, ooh, Jay Glittersby accidentally told you a wrong rumor.
Know what I've always said?
What?
I'm tired of rumors starting. I'm sick of being followed. Yeah. I'm tired of people lying.
Saying what they want about me. I get it, and I know it. I know that to be true.
I've got to say respectfully.
You're not reading lyrics right now, are you? azlyrics.com. Miss Girl, you don't know your Lindsay Lohan discog?
I wasn't on that website. I cleared my browser history.
Likely inconvenient.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey.
Do we want to talk about the trip we took?
I think we have been for 18 minutes.
Well, did we even talk about the origins?
So there we were.
The reason for the season?
So there we were. Me, yes. Tyler, Colin and Christy from The Amazing Race, Becca from The Amazing Race, some others, friends, lovers.
Colleagues.
Captains.
Sharks.
Chefs, pigs.
Pigs, chefs.
Lizards. We were all on a boat floating around the Bahamas for 10 days or so. It was heaven. Hog heaven, baby. We swam with pigs.
I loved
we swam with sharks.
Was it your first time to the Bahamas?
It was. I got a new stamp.
Would you consider
passport.
Yourself a Bahama mama now?
Yeah, I love it. Paul love it.
You know, them pigs really did put the ham in Bahamas.
I really keep catching myself in the mirror and thinking, whoa, look at my tan.
I don't.
Well, you did. You didn't.
I came back unscathed by the sun somehow.
Maybe it was your big sun hat.
Yeah, it was fun. It was my first time scuba diving.
Oh, we scuba dived. We snorkeled.
We went to a grotto. We did hikes on islands that were uninhabited. Besides iguanas, another island that was only pigs.
We went to some tiny little island, and we are coming up to dock on our own little private or anchor on our own private little beach, and we get off on the sand, and there are 50.
You docked and got off.
There are 50 iguanas, looking creatures, ugly creatures of all shapes and sizes, walking toward us, getting too close for comfort.
Okay, first of all, we came to their house.
I know, and
you want to walk into their house and say, "Look at all you ugly fucks." Yeah. They're saying, "Look at these hideous monkeys and trampling."
I said, "Hey, did you see that?" And you said, "What?" And I said, "That fucking ugly lizard." One of them bit one of our friends.
Okay, in our lizard's defense,
I'm not defending these lizards.
The lizard was being. You know what? You come to somebody's house,
you tell them you're
around,
ugly.
You find out. Yeah. You come to my house, you kick my lizard. Nobody kicked a lizard. But I'm referencing kick my dog. Does anybody know that these days nowadays?
Yes, everybody's.
Do you know that?
You come to my house and kick my dog?
A classic prank call you would download on Napster. Classic.
You downloaded it? Baby, I just streamed it.
What was that one song that it is like the song that I downloaded on Napster that was like
you and me, baby, we ain't nothing but mammals.
Yes. How did you know it was that? How did you know it was that?
Bloodhound Gang, baby.
Oh my God. I literally said, what was the song? There are billions of songs, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. But at least millions. How did you know it was that song?
I too illegally downloaded Bloodhound Gang.
Well, I didn't, but I did have my step aunt's husband. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My step aunt.
Yeah.
Her second husband.
Oh.
His son from a previous marriage. Very distant cousin. Okay. You see what I'm saying?
I don't think your step aunt's second husband's child is related to you.
Okay. Well, your words. Anyway, he downloaded that on Napster at his house, and we listened to it. I was like, oh my God.
That video was on TRL. It wasn't underground.
It was, I wasn't allowed to see it. I wasn't allowed to hear it.
They dressed
you and
like
me, baby,
monkeys.
We ain't nothing but mammals. Let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel. If
that's
I were to
bareback.
Listen to that out loud, bitch, I would be in timeout. I would have been in timeout.
You were too old to be still getting timeout when that song came out.
No, sir. I'm just a baby.
That was 1999. You were 10.
Yeah, you weren't getting timed out at 10.
No, I never.
I feel like I was. Bitch,
good.
I was queen of timeout. I was queen of timeout. Go to your room. One of my brothers, when he would babysit me, he knew that my room was fun, so he would just send me to the bathroom.
What do you think? To the bathroom.
And I would have to sit in the bathroom.
Over
no fun to be
out.
Had in the bathroom.
Would they set a timer? Did your family count? Did we discuss this before?
I'm going to count to three.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was some bullshit.
And then you got timeout when they got to three.
It's like, okay, so you're proclaiming that you're going to waste both of our time with the one and the two. A 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm like, give me an 8 count.
Speaking of lizards,
Elon Musk?
No. Selena Gomez.
Oh, no, I'm not up to date on anything Selena Gomez. Let me just stop you right
there. I just
have
a question.
I have not seen the murders in the mystery of the house, of the apartment building.
Without any context, if somebody donated you their kidney, how long would you have to call them a good friend for the rest of your life?
A year. Yeah, a year.
Selena Gomez said that Taylor Swift was her only good friend in the entertainment industry, and this other actress who donated a kidney to Selena Gomez in 2017 said it was she felt left out.
Okay, well, move on and go to therapy. If you have issues, where did she say she felt left out?
On Twitter.
If it was anywhere on social media, go to therapy.
And then Selena Gomez replied, "Sorry I didn't mention everybody I know," and then noted that this actress doesn't even follow her on Instagram.
Okay, this is... No.
I'm on Selena's side.
You do not get to claim proximity to anyone just because somebody took your kidney and put that in them. Actually, you might get to claim proximity. Okay, well, is it your kidney anymore? No, you forfeited the kidney. If I give you my toenail and you eat it, I don't claim proximity to you because my toenail is inside of you.
Why are you eating it? But you'll poop out a toenail. That kidney's there.
I do not know what kidneys get up to in there. I do not. What is the use of a kidney?
It's dialysis. Hmm. Hey, actually, speaking of, if you're listening to this episode the day that it came out, I hope you voted today.
I hope
you voted
text
early.
Text everyone you know.
And I hope you have a plan. And I'm sorry we didn't remind you sooner. Maybe we did.
I'll do it in the intro. I'll say, bitch,
Go vote.
Votes. And if you need help voting, if you're like overwhelmed because there's a whole bunch of options, the best thing you can do is search the organizations that you love, support, and trust. You can see their voting guides, and they'll usually like say, okay, if you align with our vision and what we stand for, here's a voting guide and why we believe in the yes and the no's and the this and the that and these candidates. And they'll usually explain like why they support certain things on your ballot. So like you can search like local newspaper voting guides. You can search for like the LGBTQ+ community center voting guide for your area. I know LA's LGBT center has a voting guide. So if you're overwhelmed, you don't have to be. Like the internet makes it really easy these days nowadays.
I tweeted over the weekend on Friday night. I went to my friend's house and we all sat and like brought our ballots and all filled them out together and like discussed the different candidates and the different propositions and all of that. And I loved it because it was like an open and honest and like friendly conversation. But also like not everybody voted the same for every single option, which I also thought was great. I loved it. I said, good for you for having an opinion different than mine.
We'd love to see it. Exercise your right to vote. It might be the last election.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, are you going to pay $8 a month Hell for verification
no.
on Twitter?
Hell no.
Okay, being verified is already... Now, I am not somebody who believes things to be choogy, but I know that the perception of the public... I can read the room sometimes. And I feel choogy sometimes to be verified. It's like, okay, girl, like... Girl,
I just reached.
So, and then if somebody's going to perceive me as somebody who spends $8 a month to be verified, the only reason I'm like even tempted to pay is because apparently they're changing the algorithm so that if you're not verified, your content does not get seen as much. Like Elon Musk said that in a sit down fireside chat conversation about it. So like as a content creator, $8 a month to have your content be seen, it's like, okay, but it's like,
but will you really be seen if like, so say everybody starts paying for it, how are they going to delineate like what's where? Nobody sees my tweets anymore anywhere. But hey, I just retweeted a tweet that said, can I have a red flag instead of a blue check?
I would like that.
Fair warning. People. No, I don't know. I understand. I think it's like necessary for like some political figures and like news people, but seeing like just like gays who are who seem to value their self-worth on a blue check mark has made me really sad in the last couple weeks. Like, if you care that much, then baby, pay the $8. I'm sure you're buying a Starbucks coffee for that same price, but like, I don't think anyone should wrap their whole self-worth around it and being like, I earned this blue check.
Oh, I've seen people say that. I've seen
I read you a couple of those.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're absolutely correct that people are conflating their self-worth to their social media statuses. And I think my biggest issue with all of it is a couple days before an election, wanting to change the structure of who you can trust on social media, and especially in the age of disinformation and people propping each other up to spread lies that impact elections, like, that has real world consequences. So I was at least happy that they're waiting until after the election to like implement whatever this new system is. But at the same time, waiting until after the election because you know people will misuse the feature to spread misinformation. Exactly. You're telling on yourself. You're telling us exactly what's going to happen, but you don't want to be held accountable for it today. Like, you just want it to kind of be in place for the next one. It's a, I don't know. It's, for $8 a month, you can be a trusted source. I think that's one-way ticket's a mess.
Yeah. I ain't paying it. We'll crowdfund it. Look for me to lose my blue check in the next, I don't know, soon.
The verification tab of notifications is about to be such a mess. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Where you can see all the verified users that interact with your content?
Yeah.
It's going to be so chock full of who and the huh and the what.
I don't ever click that.
No?
I guess not. Cool.
Okay. Anything else you want to discuss?
No. That was everything on my list for the week.
Okay. Word.
Hey,
hey. I guess I was gonna say something, but it's actually sad. Do we want to go there?
No.
Okay. That is so true. When you said no, I felt that.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be sad. It's no.
Okay. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me in my drop top, cruising the streets. Where can people find you? In your crop top?
You can find me in my crop top.
Crop bruising, dusting.
Bruising the
you're the, cruising my pleats. For a bruising. You're going to be in timeout.
Bruising my pleats. Bruising my pleats.
You can find me in timeout. I'm the queen of timeout.
I really was. I was a bad girl. Okay, bye.